Bob! I got a great idea for the show.
What is it, Larry?
Well, we all know the moon is made out of cheese, right?
I don't think we know that at all.
If the moon is made out of cheese, what are all the planets made out of?
I like it. Saturn has rings, so they must be onion rings.
Mars is red, so it might be composed of...
Are there any fruits or vegetables that are red? Oh, right, of course. Strawberries are red.
Larry, Mars is not made of strawberries, and Saturn does not have onion rings, and the moon is not made of cheese.
Have you been there?
No, but I don't have to go to the moon to tell you it's not made of cheese.
Mr. Bob, could I talk to you?
Not now. We have a show to do, Callie. One that's not going to be about what food the planets are made of.
Jupiter is made of jelly beans!
Yum! Let's eat it!
Guys, we need a real show idea. Something important. Petunia, as the president of the VeggieTales fan club, do we have any new questions from kids?
Let's see. Oh, this one is interesting. Dear Bob and Larry.
That's us, Bob. They're talking to us.
Yes, I know, Larry.
I want to make the world a better place. But I don't know what to do. Do you have any ideas? Your friend, Jacqueline.
Oh, that is interesting.
How to make the world a better place?
We could repaint it.
I don't think paint is the answer. Who else has an idea?
30 seconds to curtain, Bob. I hope you got something good.
Oh, dear. Hold that thought, everybody, and cue the theme song.
Guys, I could really use some help right now, but I guess it's not that important.
Get your sister,
get your brother,
call your uncle
and your mother.
If you're missing any other of the people that you know, we're going to start the show.
Okay, we still don't know what we're doing. How do we make the world a better place?
Free waffle Fridays?
Waffles!
We teach hummingbirds to deliver the mail!
Daily trips to the dentist! What? Tooth decay is a scourge!
Petunia? Can I talk to you?
Callie, not now. We need to figure this out. Lots of people need food. What if we could feed them somehow?
Yes. Tell me more.
Free Waffle Fridays! Everyone gets a waffle on Friday for free!
Waffles!
It can't be just on Friday, and it can't be just waffles.
Waffles?
If only there were a better way to deliver food to people.
We teach hummingbirds to deliver sandwiches.
What's with the hummingbirds?
They're so cute, and they can fly backwards.
Okay, we're ruling out waffles, and we're ruling out hummingbirds.
Oh, man.
But finding a better way to deliver food would definitely make the world a better place. So, how are we gonna do it?
I got it. Technology.
Technology?
What technology do you have in mind?
I haven't gotten that far.
You haven't gotten that far, but I think I know someone who has.
What?
Get out there and stall, Bob. Jerry and I will be back in no time flat.
With waffles.
No waffles, Jerry. This is bigger than waffles.
So one day, Aunt Mildred and I were crocheting finger puppets.
We're ready. I'll take it from here.
Huh? Oh, good.
A child once asked, how can I make the world a better place? And we said, well, first we said waffles. But after that, we said, feed people faster with technology. But who has such technology? Only one veggie, one marvelous, magical, scientifical vegetable. I give you Dr. Flurry! Dr. Flurry?
Yeah, well, obviously you must run the test again. Each frog should have two eyes, not five. Okay, good, yeah, I'll be back in a few minutes. Bye now. Yeah, hello. I am Dr. Flurry, and I make things with my brain on science.
Tell us, oh, Dr. Flurry, can technology make and deliver food? Can it make the world a better place?
Yeah, this is so. But not just any technology. This technology, the Foodalator.
The what?
The Foodalator.
But we don't want food later. We want it now.
Oh, no, no, no. Not later. It foodalates, like combobulates, but with food.
A demonstration, Dr. Flurry?
Yeah, certainly. You see, up in the hopper, I have put every element, the entire periodic chart. So the foodalator can produce any food item and deliver it through this. The Food Blaster!
The Food Blaster!
Waffle!
No, Gary, it's a fried egg.
Fried eggs!
Behold the future of...
Yeah? What? Well, how many eyes do they have now? 27? How will they find eyeglasses? I'll be right there. So anyway, that's how it works. Auf Wiedersehen!
I know what you're wondering. Can it go any faster? Well, Jerry...
Demonstrate! Say you want a baked potato, leave it to the foodalator.
We can make it all go faster from the hopper to the blaster. How about even faster?
If you're hungry and you're ready, here's an order of spaghetti.
We'll go faster, never slower, if the blaster's aim is lower.
Hungry for a ham on rye? Wash it down with cherry pie.
Move the blaster to the south. Shoot it right into your mouth.
I scream, you scream, we scream too.
17 flavors right at you.
Too much ice cream.
Should we do something?
You think?
Technology! Isn't it great?
I'll be in my dressing room.
Hey, Archibald, could I talk to you?
Not now.
Would it be okay if I told a story?
Well, it certainly couldn't go any worse.
Larry, I need you on stage. Bring Archibald, too.
I'm on it, Pa.
Have you ever wanted to change the world? To make it a better place? That's what Peter and John wanted. Who are Peter and John? Let me tell you.
Come along, John! We need to get to the temple!
Coming, Peter! It's just so fun to look at stuff. Everybody's out in Jerusalem today.
And that's why we need to get to the temple, the most important place in Jerusalem!
Peter and John were two of Jesus' closest friends. When Jesus left, he gave them a very important job. Tell everybody the good news about Jesus and the kingdom of God.
We're going to the most important place to tell the most important people about Jesus. It's the fastest way to change the world.
Right, right. Oh, there's my friend Margaret. Can I say hi to Margaret?
John, we need to focus. There's a job we need to do. It's time to change the world, and it's up to me and you. The most important people at the most important place. We must hurry to the temple where we'll see them face to face. We're going to do big things, and we can't waste time. So stay on task and we'll do just fine.
John, you need to focus, there's a job you need to do. It's time to change the world and it's up to him and you. The most important people at the most important place. You must hurry to the temple where you'll see them face to face. You've gotta do big things and it's such a thrill. To do big things is to do God's will.
We're going to do big things and it's such a thrill. To do big things is to do God's will.
God wants us to do big things, important things. No time to talk to Margaret.
Exactly. Now let's get to the temple.
On the way to the temple, they passed a man who was very poor.
Help me, I'm poor.
He couldn't walk. His legs didn't work.
My legs don't work.
What can I do for you, good man?
I'm so poor. Could you give me a quarter or 50 cents, maybe, so I can get something to eat?
John wanted to help, but he knew he was supposed to hurry on to the temple.
I'm really not supposed to talk to you right now.
What are you doing, John?
The temple!
What were we just singing about?
Doing big things, important things, so we can change the world like Jesus wants.
We're going to do big things.
And it's such a thrill.
To do big things
is to do God's will.
Exactly. Now let's get to the temple.
But Jesus also taught us to be kind to those we meet, whether kings in a palace or beggars in the street. I wanna help this guy if I can. Peter, please. We show that we love Jesus when we love the least of these.
John was right. Jesus always took time to help people, even if they weren't important people. Even if they were people that nobody else liked. What would Peter do? Helping one poor man who couldn't walk? That wouldn't change anything, would it? We'll find out right after this.
And now it's time for Silly Songs with Letty, the part of the show where Letty comes out and sings a silly song.
Oh, Billy rolled out on the stage one side of chocolate glazed. In a spotlight sat a squeeze box, just a-waiting to be played. The people shifted in their seats, a hush fell on that place. As Billy raised his instrument below his chocolate face, he played a tune so softly, so sweetly did he sing. To his cruller Mary Jo, waiting in the wings.
Amazing glazed, amazing glazed. My heart is dazed, my spirits raised. Oh, Mary Jo, amazing glazed.
Cupid with his bowstring drawn descended on that scene. His arrow pointed at the heart of that sprinkled beauty queen. Billy smiled, then gasped in shock. His happiness destroyed. The arrow missed her loving heart and sailed right through the void. He played a tune so softly, so sad and full of soul. To his cruller Mary Jo and her heartless donut hole.
Amazing glazed, amazing glazed. My heart is dazed, my spirit is raised. Oh, Mary Jo, amazing glazed. I love you, but you do not love me back.
Back on stage, everybody.
Gotta get my cloak. Hey, there's a suitcase. I'd love to visit London so I could ask Big Ben for the time.
No, we're putting on a show. Now get back out there.
D- Do you need to do something big and important to make the world a better place? Are little things a waste of time? Or can they make a difference too? Peter thought more about what Jesus had taught them.
Jesus came to do something big. He came to save the world. But he also stopped just to be with kids, with little boys and girls.
He took time for the small. He took time for us all.
He stopped to tell the woman at the well about the love he gave her and how that it could save her.
May I ask a favor?
Sure you can, friend.
Could I just have 50 cents and then you guys can finish your song later? Like tomorrow?
Peter, can we give him 50 cents?
Well, actually, I don't have any money at all. But I think Jesus wants to give you something even better.
Showing kindness for the least of all. Being kind in ways both big and small. Can put a smile on every face. Can make the world a better place. And so you'll know it's more than talk. In Jesus' name, friend, rise and walk.
But my legs don't work. They've never worked.
In Jesus' name, friend, rise and walk.
Hey, my legs, they're working. I can walk!
God healed the poor man. He made his legs strong, and the man went walking and leaping and praising God.
I'm walking, I'm leaping, I'm praising God.
He's walking and leaping and praising God.
Kindness changes everything.
We shouldn't think it odd
to see him walking and leaping and praising God.
Now everyone wanted to hear more about Jesus. This Jesus who could take a little act of kindness and turn it into something big.
Huh. Kindness is how we make the world a better place. One person at a time.
That was really great, Pa.
True story, too.
Being kind is more important than being important.
God can turn a little act of kindness into something big.
We need to show kindness to the people right in front of us. Wait, someone tried to talk to me earlier. Who was it?
Yeah, me too.
And also to me. Was it Callie?
Callie, where are you going?
Oh, nowhere. It's not important.
No, Callie, it is important. What did you want to tell us?
Well, I was supposed to stay at my aunt's house tonight because my parents are out of town, but there was a mix-up and turns out my aunt was out of town too, so I don't have any place to stay tonight. I was hoping I could stay with one of you guys, but you're really busy with the show and that's really important, so I can just sleep in the theater somewhere. That's all.
You don't have anywhere to stay tonight?
No.
Callie, nothing is more important than helping someone who needs help. Do you want to stay with me?
Could I?
Sure you can. We can have a sleepover. It'll be fun.
Thanks, Petunia. That's great.
Oh,
I'm really glad that worked out.
I'm glad you guys are all so happy, but is someone gonna finish the show?
Oh, right.
Thanks for coming, everyone. You know, I really learned something this time.
I think we all did, Bob.
And I hope you did too, Jacqueline.
You don't have to do something huge to make the world a better place. Kindness is all it takes.
And that starts with helping the people right in front of us. Good time for a verse, don't you think, Bob?
Oh, rats. I forgot again.
Never fear, Tamato. I am here.
It's our verse angel.
Larry, it's just Jean-Claude in a costume, hanging from a rope.
Bob, be kind.
Oh, right. Thank you, Verse Angel. We really appreciate it.
What a kind tomato. You know, they say kindness can change the world.
Yeah, I know. We were just learning about... our verse. Be kind and loving to each other. Forgive each other, just as God forgave you in Christ. Ephesians 4:32.
Thanks for being kind to me, guys.
Will you forgive us for not listening?
Yeah, I forgive you.
And now the world is a better place.
My work here is done.
Thanks, Jean-Claude. Verse Angel. You were very kind.
And you can be kind, too. There's no better way to make the world a better place.
Remember, God made you special.
And he loves you very much.
Goodbye! Goodbye.